I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roaming Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, roamingoz.com.au. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, this entire program is about people I met at the Monday Bash last year.
Oh, okay. This will be interesting.
Absolutely. You know, the Monday Bash, we've just had the Birdsville Bash. The big Birdsville Bash has just finished last week. Monday 2023 is about to happen. And this was from last year's.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I met some sensational people there. And because it's so close to the Monday Bash, I thought, we're going to put it on now. Give people a bit of a teaser as to what they can expect to see out there. So the first person I'm chatting with is a lady named Kathy Graham. And where's she from, Lynn?
She's from just off Centre Pottery.
Yes, great thing she does out there. She allows you to make your own pottery. Oh. And you also get to fire it.
Yep.
And she puts plants around it. And when you fire it, each pot is totally individual.
Oh.
Doesn't look like anybody else. It's a great souvenir to bring back from the Monday Bash.
Amazing.
Straight after that.
You're chatting to Hilton Ward from Elite Aviation.
And he's also got another business called Outback From Above. Now, this guy is really interesting. And what he does is he takes people right out in the middle of the outback, fishing, tours, all kinds of really rugged kind of stuff, and his fabulous air-conditioned helicopter.
Oh,
and
okay.
Straight after that.
You're chatting to Carl Eggenheisen.
That's him. He's the general manager from Towhead. Remember when we did the Towhead
tour? Yes, we did, many years ago.
Oh, boy, weren't we green back
then?
We were,
yes.
But we got so much out of it, didn't we?
We did.
Absolutely sensational.
Let the females listen.
Well, that's correct. Now, you heard that first, listeners, okay? Females listen. Because you know what the problem is? Men think they know it all.
Yep, that's correct. But anyway,
but
that's another
story. But
they
sorted us out. They sorted us out. Now we know how to park our caravan and do all that kind of stuff. And straight after that, we're chatting with
Kaylee and Jet.
Now, Kaylee and Jet are two brand new bashers.
Oh, wow.
Okay, a couple of young ladies I met out there.
Yep.
And first-time bashers.
Oh, okay.
Really interesting, really nice young girls to talk to. And selected a couple of songs from people that were at the bash.
Oh, okay. Very
so,
good.
Yeah, apart from all these fabulous interviews, Lynn, we've also got a great selection of music
as requested
by the people we interview. But before we start the show, I'm going to play a song by the man who started the Big Red Bash, and that is Johnny Williamson.
Mm.
So, Lynn, what do you think now? On
with
the show!
Let me tell you of an interview with an old man emu. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old letter ain't got no wings. Aren't you jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle? Ba-da-da-da-da-da. While the eagle's flying around and around, keeping 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now I can't fly, but I'm telling you. He can't fly, but I'm telling you. Reckon on the pants of a kangaroo. You can't loop the loo like a cockatoo. Swerve and toss like an albatross. Silly galarum, better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try and talk. Why, me and them's like teeth and talk. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the path of a kangaroo. Well, a dingo came around one day. Hey there, emu, wanna play? But the emu was too smart for him. Walked right up and kicked him in the shin. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the last time I saw old man emu, he was chasing a female he knew, as he shot past, I heard him say, She can't fly, but I'm telling you. She can't fly, but I'm telling you. She can run the fair till I can go. Well, there is a moral to this ditty. But a little da da da. Thrush can sing, but he ain't pretty. But a little da da da. Duck can swim, but he can't sing. Nor can eagle on the wing. If you can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants if I can go on in. Well, the book of Barrel up and he said it's true. But a little da da da. Well, son.
Oh, g'day, listeners. Phil C here. This is Raymond Oz, and I'm at Monday, the big Monday bash, and I'm chatting with Kathy Graham from Just Off Centre. G'day, Kathy. How you going today?
G'day, Phil. I'm going really well. How
fabulous.
You going?
Mate, I'm having a ball. This
yeah,
is,
it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
A great place to be. Look, the wind's died.
Yeah.
It's beautiful blue
skies.
The
sun's out.
The sun's out. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else, would you?
No, no.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. First of all, Just Off Centre pottery. You make pottery.
I make pottery, yes.
Okay. Now, how long have you been doing it?
Well, as a potter, I started well over 20 years ago.
Yes.
The Just Off Centre business part of it started probably about 10 years ago.
Right.
Make pottery, make clay.
Yes.
My thing is primitive firings, smoke firings, Sega firings, wood firings. And then about 6 years ago, I got really excited about weaving. So now I've actually started incorporating weaving into my pottery as well. So it's a bit of a oxymoron. You've got pottery down the bottom and you've got weaving on the top. So, a bit of a juxtaposition of materials.
Very, very different. Very different style of pottery, isn't it?
Yes.
And I just mentioned that the wind had died, and now look at it. It's flapping. Your little gazebo is flapping.
You jinxed us, Phil. This is your fault. This is on you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm jinxed us, Kathy. So who came up with the idea of combining pottery and basket weaving? Because what we've got essentially here, just for the listeners, obviously they can't see us, but you've got your pot, and then on top of that, you've got some basket weaving.
Yeah.
And you sort of combine the two arts of basket weaving, cane weaving and pottery. Was that originally your idea?
Oh, absolutely, Phil. This comes down from, it comes from the fact I can't make decisions.
Okay.
And I can't make choices. So when I like doing basket weaving, I like doing pottery, and I couldn't choose which one I wanted to do. So I decided to do them all at once.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
I'm really bad at making decisions.
Okay. But you've made an incredibly different, very unique product.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is very different. And like I said, it's that juxtaposition of, like, you know, really solid materials against something that's a little bit more fragile, for want of a better word.
Okay.
And it makes it look, aesthetically, it looks a lot different, and it just takes away that functionality out of the pots as well, which, for me, as an artist, having your pottery referred to as functional, can you make me a coffee cup, really annoys me.
Right.
So it stops people wanting to, you know, put a lasagna in a bowl and chuck it in the oven.
Okay, now you mentioned, like, where we are here, you've got burn your own pot.
Yeah.
Now, how does this work? How do you burn your own pot? What's it all about?
Well, most of the pots that I have here, and probably 90% of the pottery I do, is actually primitive firing. So they're either put into a wood fire on their own, or they're sagged, wrapped in foil and all sorts of different vegetation material that'll give you a different effect.
Mm-hmm.
So burn your own pot here. What I've brought is some plain pots that have been bisqued.
Right.
And then people have got the option of wrapping them up, putting in some, we've got some salt bush there that gives it some different effect, and we've got some leaves and we've got some material. Wrap it all up, then wrap it in foil, and then they take it back to their own campfires.
Right.
They camp it, they burn it at night.
Yes.
Wake up in the morning and they've got their own pot that they've essentially decorated themselves, had no control over the outcome, which kind of makes it a bit more fun as well.
Yeah.
And then bring it back here and it looks like one that, you know, I'm charging twice as much for
it.
And they've done it themselves.
They've done it themselves. And it's a unique pattern, I guess, for want of a better word, because you don't actually know what you're going to get.
That is correct, Phil. That's 100% correct. It's like a fingerprint. There's no, even if you wanted to try and get the same effect, you couldn't.
You couldn't do it. So you couldn't get the same one twice.
No, absolutely not.
So it's absolutely something you've done.
It's something
for
you've done
that nobody can copy.
That's exactly right.
Great idea. And was this your idea?
No. No? Unfortunately not. It was my partner's idea. Yeah, I'd like to claim credit for it, but okay. Yeah, no.
Oh, no.
I'm not that clever.
You came up with the idea.
He's the ideas, man.
Honesty is the best policy. Now, where can people get hold of your pots? If they wanted to buy something, where's the best place for them to go?
Okay, so there's two choices. Physically, I have my works at the Broken Hill Regional Art Gallery.
Okay.
If you're not from Broken Hill, I don't plan on coming out this way soon. I have a website called Just Off Centre.
Okay.
Also on Instagram and Facebook under Just Off Centre as well. So you can order online, you can check all my works out there.
Okay.
Or you can come into the Broken Hill Art Gallery and have a look there.
Okay. Now, that sounds great. So you're a local
Broken Hill girl.
Okay. Now, we're at the Monday Bash.
We are.
Is this your first time at the Bash, or you've been to many? Because we've got the Birdsville Bash, we've got the Monday Bash, we've got so many festivals and places.
I snuck out for a day at the April Monday Bash, just to suss it out and see what it was all about.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, yeah, no, I've got to be a part of this. So as a vendor, as an art vendor, this is my very first Monday Bash, my second bash, and the Big Red Bash is on my bucket list.
You've got to do the Big Red Bash. I've got to
do the Big Red Bash. And it's really surprising the amount of people walking around with Big Red Bash jumpers, caps, merchandise on. So obviously there's a bit of a cult thing happening with it.
Look, it's a bit of an addiction, you know. Like, I went to the first bash in 2017, and I thought, this is an incredible event.
Okay.
It's a little bit difficult to get to, in the sense that you do sort of need a better vehicle. By that, I mean four-wheel drive is the preferred vehicle for Big Red.
Mm-hmm.
But Monday, it's only 40 minutes out of Broken Hill.
Exactly. So it's just a really quick trip in,
It's so easy to access. So for people that don't want to go all that way, and it's very similar. The event's very similar. It's just Birdsville. You got the big red sand dune behind you, which is fabulous. Now, also, I wanted to ask you. You also make your own candles.
I do.
How long have you been doing the candles?
Well, the candles are a relatively new addition, and it came about because the same partner that came up with the awesome idea of burn your own pots actually gave me a candle making kit for Christmas one year. Uh-huh. So I started making them, and in my pots. Now, the best thing about this is if you're local, I can refill them. Or if you're not local and you don't want to send them up to be refilled, you can use them for anything. You can put a pot in, you can put a plant in them. Mm-hmm. You can refill them yourself, get some own wax yourself. You can basically use them for anything, but just don't throw them out, for goodness sake, because you've got this little piece of art sitting there waiting to do something with.
So if you're a local, that's Broken Hill.
That's Broken Hill.
You will obviously refill the candle for a cost, obviously.
For a small minimal cost.
If you're not, fill it up yourself. Pot puree, put a plant in it, but as you said, don't throw it out.
Especially
if you've burned it yourself in the fire, because that's such a unique thing that you've created.
100%.
A memory of your experience at Monday.
Mm.
Great stuff.
Like no other.
So, if you want to get hold of any of this pottery, guys, you've got to go to justoffcentre.com.au.
You're also on
Instagram,
Just Off Centre.
And Facebook,
Just Off Centre.
All right. And this Kathy Graham. Now, Kathy, I've got to wind this up now, and I'm going to put you right on the spot here.
Okay.
Birdsville, Monday, the Big Red Bashes. You're going to go to Birdsville next year. I'm going to play an Aussie song for you. It has to be Aussie. Who's your favourite Aussie band?
That's a horrible question. I've got so many.
Okay, I love them all. The first one that jumps into your head, Aussie band, but then I'm going to ask you for an Aussie song by that band.
The first one that jumps to my head is Paul Kelly.
Okay, and favourite Paul Kelly song?
Favourite Paul Kelly song would have to be How to Make Gravy.
All right, well, there you go, listeners. Thank you so much, Kathy Graham. Just Off Centre Pottery, justoffcentre.com.au. Thank you so much for taking the time today, Kathy.
Thank you, Phil. Wonderful chatting with you.
It's been my pleasure. Stick around, listeners, for more of Roman Oz straight after Paul Kelly's How to Make Gravy.
Yay!
Thanks, Kath.
Thanks, Phil.
Hello, Dan. It's Joe here. I hope you're keeping well. It's the 21st of December. Now they're ringing the last bell. If I get good behavior, I'll be out of here by July. Won't you kiss my kids on Christmas Day? Please don't let them cry for me. I guess the brothers are driving down from Queensland, Stella's flying in from the coast. They say it's gonna be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the road. Who's gonna make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same. Just that flour, salt, a little red wine. Get a dollop of tomato sauce for sweetness and that extra tang. And give my love to Angus and to Frank and Dolly. Tell them all I'm sorry. I screwed up this time. And look after Rita. I'll be thinking of her early Christmas morning when I'm standing. Mary's got a new boyfriend. I hope he can hold his own. Do you remember the last one? What was his name again? Just a little too much cologne. And Roger, you know I'm even gonna miss Roger. Cause there's sure as hell no one in here I wanna fight. I'll break the baby. Have a Merry Christmas. I'm really gonna miss it. All the treasure and the trash. Later in the evening, I can just imagine you put on Junior Murphy and push the tables back and you dance with Rita. I know you really like her. Just don't hold her too close. Oh brother, please don't stab me in the back. I didn't.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is Raming Oz and I am at the Monday Bash, and you wouldn't believe where I'm sitting, listeners. I am in a helicopter. Yes, that's correct, a helicopter with Hilton Ward, and he's from Elite Aviation Proprietary Limited Trading, or that's his trading, but his real business is Outback from Above. Now, how are you going today, Hilton?
Yeah, great, thank you. Good, really. Mate, good.
Tell us all about your business. First of all, we're at the Monday Bash, sitting in this fabulous helicopter. It fits three adults and yourself.
Yeah.
And what do we do in the helicopter? What do you do?
So what we do here, we have scenic flights over the bash, so Monday over the bash. So we do 6-minute flights and also 12-minute flights.
Okay.
And take in the local area with the 12-minute flights. It's but it's quite ironic being over the top of the bash when it's happening. So
pretty spectacular.
Yeah. There's some people really enjoy it. They do. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Now, I understand you also do the Birdsville Bash.
Yeah, so Big Red Bash as well. Yep. We do that as well. And we all just work as a team. It's a fantastic team. These guys are unreal. They're really good.
Yeah. Look, the way they organise this, How long have you been involved with the Bash people? Because the Bash has been running now, the Birdsville Bash or the Big Red Bash, that started, I think, back in 2013.
Yeah.
So it's been going for quite a while now. So you've sort of been here right from the onset?
My base is in Winton in central Queensland, and we were doing Outback Festival there, and which is a festival we have every year. Mm-hmm. Every 2 years, but we're having it this year, being the 50th anniversary.
Yes.
And I was operating there, and the safety event manager from this company, from Outback Music Group, approached me about doing the Bash, and that their first one for me was 2017.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the year I was there.
There you go.
2017. That was the year they had the. I think Keith Urban was the.
Probably.
He was the headliner. Yeah, and the Wolf Brothers, and it was more country orientated, that one. Now, how long have you been flying? Because you, not only do you fly helicopters, you also fly planes.
Fly both. 35 years this year. Actually, 36 years this year. So, yeah, I started very young. I started to get into it when I was 15 doing my subjects. And by 16, I was allowed to go solo. And 17, I had the license to take people. So, and it didn't happen quickly. Of course, it's expensive, so it took time. And but I just worked my way through it, and I loved it. I love my job.
So apart from doing the scenic tours at the festivals and so on, what else do you do?
My main base for me is in Winton, and I do. We have our own festivals there as well, but I also operate to the Dinosaurs, so Australian Age of Dinosaurs and Lark Quarry, and we do trips to Middleton Pub. We do a bit of everything. Oddly, now that the most favourite item I've got at home is a sunset flight. We offer that. We can only offer one a day, obviously, but we go up and we have wine and beer and cheese and nibbles and watch the sun go down. But we incorporate that with a 45-minute flight. That's by far the most popular at the moment. But we're just setting up a few things now, and I think the Dinosaurs, we're getting a new helipad up at the Dinosaur Museum for next year, and we've already got it in place, but we're going to concrete it, make it special, and that will be something special to do next year out of Winton with the helicopter.
So that's the one that you're going to be flying, the sunset one, the Dinosaurs?
Well, we do that now anyway, but what we'll be doing is we'll be able to offer that as a separate thing and take people up to there and have a good look around. And it's such a beautiful environment, and people, we do offer it in the plane as well, but it's the helicopter's a bit special.
The helicopter's the way to go.
Yeah,
for sure. Now, apart from like you just mentioned, the festivals, you also do some fishing tours. Is that correct?
We have two other bases. So we've got a base at Archer River Roadhouse, if you're travelling up through the Gulf there, and or up to the tip more so with Archer River Roadhouse. And then we also have another base at Hell's Gate Roadhouse. Hell's Gate Roadhouse, we do offer heli fishing tours, so into the wild, rugged areas up there, which is in the Gulf. It's just near the Northern Territory border. And we take people, it's actually a bigger helicopter I've got up there, and we've actually got the doors off on that one. We take everyone with their fishing rods and their eskies, and we go out for the day. We leave in the morning, come back in the afternoon, and they love it. It's something pretty special. It's probably like a bucket list item, but I've not had anyone yet just come back without the completed wow factor. There's crocodiles and wild pigs and wild bulls, and it's just wild. And that's probably our more extreme sort of offer in the way of what we do. Yeah, okay. A lot of fun.
So you got the doors off the helicopter?
For that one, we take the doors off, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's just something a little bit different.
Okay.
And the people that tend to go on that sort of thing, they're adventure seekers.
They're adventure seekers. Obviously, they'd be seatbelted in. So
of course. They can't fall out. No, there's nothing odd about it.
There's nothing dangerous. So what about the altitude? Are you flying pretty low?
To be honest, the doors off is really to do more with, because it's quite hot. And the machine we use for that one isn't air conditioned, so we take the doors off, and that's just a different level of wow. All our other aircraft are air conditioned. We leave the doors on, and it's a nicer, enjoyable flight. But that's just a different experience.
So when you're doing that one, they go out there for fishing.
Yeah.
So and you're out there all day. So you're out there with him.
We can go up to 10 different spots, depending how we're going and what seems to be working in the day. We have crab pots and all the gear, and so it's a very simple hop in and go and just totally enjoy ourselves. Yeah,
and it's not catch and release. You bring back what you catch.
We only keep what we're going to cook that night.
Okay.
So how we run that one.
So I'm thinking you could come back with a bunch of little long barrels.
That's what everyone goes for. And we only keep what we're going to use.
For sure.
And,
look, it sounds like the ultimate lifestyle for you. You must be thinking, wow, what a way to make a living, flying around the helicopter, looking at all these fabulous environments. What would be like
the top of your list for somewhere to go to see something really different or really something really spectacular?
Well, I get that a bit. I love my job, and I find something really good in all of it. I have done a lot of stuff over. I do stuff up in the Torres Straits as well. I work with health a lot, doctors and nurses, and flying them around into different environments, communities, things like that. The reef is magical out of an aircraft. It is, but but the wilderness and the bush can give the same effect with different colours, different times of the days, and a different beauty. So I couldn't actually pinpoint one. I love all of it. And my base is out west, but most of my younger life I was over the coast, and I just find it's completely, it's different, but it's the same. Okay. There's beauty in all of it. I love it.
Okay. Yeah. So this helicopter that we're in now, does it have a name? Is that the name there, the R44 Raven 2?
Yeah. So it's a Robinson R44. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Raven 2. This is particularly nice, this aircraft. It's you can tell it's quite new, and we love it. It's fully aircon and leather seats and all the gear in it. Yeah. Noise cancelling headsets, but this is my baby. This one,
beautiful little helicopter. It seats three and four with yourself.
Yeah,
how far can you fly in this on a tank of fuel? Is it meant for just short hops, or can it go down long distances? Or
I bought this down from Winton yesterday, and I had to stop. I stopped three times for fuel.
Okay.
Yep. So we run at about 2.5 hours is comfortable. Okay. So you wouldn't go any more than that, really. So that's about as far as you'd want to go.
Fair enough. All right, mate. Look, I know you're busy. You're getting ready for your first flight for the day. So you got a few people, a lot of excited tourists that they're going to jump in here pretty soon and start flying around the Monday bash. Mate, thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Oh, great.
Talking with you. Thank you so much. That's Wilton Ward, folks. Outback from Above is the name of his business. Also, you can look him up, Elite Aviation Services Proprietary Limited.
That's it.
Matey, I'm going to wind this up. I've got to play a favourite song. You got a favourite band or what? It's got to be Australian.
Well, we've got Midnight Oil playing here tonight. Let's go with that.
Midnight Oil?
Yep.
And I reckon, what do you think of that?
Yeah, Beds Are Burning. That'll do.
Beds Are Burning. Stick around, listeners, for more Roman Eyes. Straight after Beds Are Burning. Hilton Ward, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Cheers, hey.
Out where the river broke, the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and
give it back.
7th Street Caravans have now moved to a brand new location. 11 Clayton Road, Heatherbrae is where you'll find them. Whether you're looking to sell, trade or upgrade, they'll look after you. Check out their range, Silver Valley, Hurricane, Paramount, Road Trip or their flagship Option RV. They won't be beaten on price, so get yourself a knockout deal today. They're open 6 days a week. Why not give them a call on 02-4987-5288 or check out their website, 7thstreetcaravans.com.au. Hi, g'day listeners, Phil C here and this is Raymond Oz and I'm at Mundi Mundi, the big Mundi Mundi bash. And I am with Carl Eggenhuizen. And he's the general manager from Toe-Ed. How are you going today?
Really well. Good to have you.
Mate, thanks for taking some time to chat with us.
Ah, absolutely.
It is such an important business, Toe-Ed, okay? Before we get into what you guys do, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been involved with Toe-Ed?
Look, I grew up on the backseat of a four-wheel drive. My parents started this business about 27 years ago now.
Right.
So I grew up doing the training, doing the tours, and then came on board full-time about 6 years ago to take over as general manager, let mum and dad, you know, semi-retire, enjoy themselves and travel the country. So I've been doing it ever since.
Fantastic. Now, I've done a Toe-Ed course many years ago. Many, many years ago I did one, and that was at the Equestrian Centre in Liverpool or Eastern Creek or somewhere out that way.
Yep.
So I know what's involved in a Toe-Ed course. For the benefit of the listeners, because how much is a Toe-Ed course nowadays?
It's $645 at the moment for two people.
Yep.
In the one car, yeah.
Okay, so $645. You may think, listeners, hey, that's a lot of money, but let's find out what's involved in a Toe-Ed course for the benefit of our listeners.
Fantastic. Look, we see it as really nice, cheap insurance, especially for a big accommodation. What we do is we run accredited courses, so they're tied to the national framework, so it's like doing a TAFE course. That way we can validate the training, but also you know you're getting a nice, good quality product.
Okay.
Now, what we do is we actually give you a large theory component that teaches you all about weights, the limitations, legal limits, making sure the combination's safe and right to go. And we get that out of the way prior to the course. It's all done online in your own time. On the day, it's all about the maneuvering. It's all about getting yourself and your partner talking the same language, understanding how to manoeuvre the caravan and end up getting onto that caravan spot nice and comfortably and safely. And we do that by building your confidence and your skill level up throughout the day with a few different exercises.
Okay. Now, you've got these Toe-Ed courses all over Australia, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So whereabouts? Because this show is national. It does go everywhere. Whereabouts have you got them?
So we've got training partners in Brisbane. So they run under the Toe-Ed banner. Then we've got New South Wales, which is us ourselves as Toe-Ed. Then we also deliver in Melbourne under Toe-Ed and Metec, in Tasmania, South Australia under Follow Me, and then over in WA as well under Mark Keogh Training. So we have our training partners and ourselves training all over the place.
Okay. Now, you said that you do give a video, which for anything they may have missed on the day, they can sit back, review the video in the comfort of their own home. What is a person likely to expect when they come to a Toe-Ed course? Like, it starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, I imagine.
So before the day, they would have gotten their online package, so they've had videos, our book, all a whole heap of resources to study up on and learn all about the legal limits and, you know, how to do it safely. Right. So then on the day, they turn up to the course with their own combination, or if they haven't got the van, they can actually hire one of ours in a few venues and use ours for the day.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go through their setup. So we walk around, we have a look, make sure that what they've got is legal and safe, and a few little pointers here and there. We start talking about how to hitch and unhitch correctly, and then we move into the actual manoeuvres.
Okay.
So we'll start off with a nice straight line reverse, because that's actually the hardest thing to do, is go in a straight line.
Right.
And talk communication between the partners and a few different communication methods and how to correct any sort of movement when we are reversing. We then move into circle work. You would have done it yourself, reversing around in a circle.
Yeah, I did indeed, yes.
And that sets us up for that perpendicular park in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually reversing into a caravan spot. So we're actually using that circle and just clipping it off to one sort of little corner, one little section, and using that to get around and line ourselves up for the spot. Mm-hmm. So you would have experienced we actually use our tape marks
to the pivot point.
The pivot point. The pivot point's really important. That's what we set up in that circle reverse.
Right.
So we find the pivot point at where we can keep the van reversing in a circle without it jackknifing.
Right.
Now, that's the trick, isn't
that
it?
That is the trick.
Because a lot of people have a tendency to oversteer.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden they're in trouble.
That's right.
And they have to start again.
That's exactly right. So what we're trying to do is find where we can safely reverse and how tight we can reverse without jackknifing the trailer. And we use that pivot point exercise to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically came up with that from the start of Tow Ed way back when.
Yes.
And we've been using it ever since because it still works really well. Okay. So from that, we can safely maneuver the car and the van onto the site. And then once we've got that down pat, we do a lot of practice, a lot of repetition there with both partners so they're both comfortable. Mm-hmm. We move into our chicanes and our braking exercises.
Yes.
So we'll actually set up a few braking exercises, make sure you're comfortable with the way your brake controller works and make sure the caravan is braking correctly behind the car. It's not doing anything silly.
Yes.
And then the chicanes is a really nice way to learn where to position the car and the van on the road.
Right.
So say you're taking a really tight left-hand turn.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I need to position the car so I can actually make the turn without taking out the gutter or the street sign?
Okay, I get it, I get it. And that's the one where you had like witch's hats or cones on the track? Yeah,
we've got cones, they're all named so you can go along. If you hit Bob, we don't really care because he was just standing back up again.
Okay. It's a great idea and it's fantastic. The reason why I did it was because my partner had never ever towed a caravan and I wanted her to be comfortable. And I also wanted to learn a few tricks myself.
Yeah.
So we went along as a couple and we did it. And the one big thing I got from it was how your partner and yourself can learn to communicate, whether it be verbally or with hand signals. So you're not just flapping your arms around in the air like a seagull, you know. So you do actually train the people how to use their hands to correctly bring a van back or move a van left or right or by bringing both your hands together to say how much distance you've got.
Nice, easy, simple exercises. Mm. Get you talking the same language because a lot of times what we find is that's the biggest hold-up is the wife just doesn't understand what the husband's trying to achieve and vice versa. If we get them understanding, you know, even if they pull up to the site and they have a talk about, okay, I want the caravan to end up here.
Right.
Unless you both know you're talking the same language and things just go so much smoother, so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
You both know how to do it. And like you said, you can use the hand signals. You can go, okay, look, I've got half a minute to go. And just bring your hands together into a slow clap.
Yes.
Sweet, we're done.
There, we're done, yeah. Look, that was the thing I got from it the most. And the other thing was, because I guess like a lot of fellas, you think you know it all. And what I was taught in the course from you guys, I do remember the instructor saying to me that men give really good instructions, but don't follow instructions.
Nope.
So what I got from the course was I actually got my partner to reverse onto the ball.
That's it.
Because I could stand at the ball and I could say to her, and she would listen and pay attention and do exactly what I told her.
Yep.
And I could say, move back, now put your left hand down, stop, keep coming back, now bit of right hand, come back, now stop, and you're right on the ball. Whereas if I got and tried to do it and she was trying to instruct me, 9 times out of 10, I wouldn't be where I wanted to be. And so what they said to me is men give good instructions and women listen. Men don't like to listen. They think they know how to do it all.
And we see that so often now with our customers where, you know, regardless of who's towing throughout the day, when they get to the caravan site, the wife or the partner will actually jump behind the wheel and reverse it onto site.
Yes.
And the stares from the crowd, if they had scorecards, it'd be 10 out of 10.
Yeah, and the thing you don't want to do, obviously, is embarrass yourself because there's nothing worse, and this goes for me as well, than pulling into your caravan park in the afternoon when everyone's sitting around having a beer, it's happy hour, and then everybody starts to turn around and it's like, oh, here comes the entertainment. And if you can do it right, they'll often give you a cheer or come over and give you a, hey, let's have a beer. What's your name? Where are you from? But if you do it wrong, boy, are you the brunt of everyone.
And that's
they're
what
all having a laugh at you, you know?
And at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to avoid. We just want to take the stress out of it. Yeah. We want to demystify it and just make it nice and calm and an easy and enjoyable thing. Because if it's a struggle, you're not going to do it too often.
No. Obviously, the idea is, and what I got from it was fabulous. I never looked back. I had difficulties initially. I used to tow, you know, small box trailer or a boat. And believe it or not, I didn't have a problem with the box trailer. But because you can't see where that blasted thing is going, you can't see the slab. You can't see if there's a tree on the other side and you're already at that pivot point. Doing the course and understanding where your pivot point is before you start to jackknife and then you have to start over and do it all again.
Yep.
it was well worth it for me and my wife. I fully recommend you guys tow it. I think it's a great thing, and I'm glad to see that you guys are still doing it and educating people, because there are so many people that are new to it. You know, with the overseas travel being sort of as it's been for the last couple of years,
yeah.
RV sales have gone through the roof. Caravan sales have gone through the roof. There's a lot of people out there that are trying it, struggling, not enjoying it, having so much difficulty. Whereas something as simple as a towhead course, when you consider, Carl, they're spending $80,000, $100,000 plus for a caravan, $645.
That's correct, yep.
Is a very small investment. And you also said that they get an accreditation, which means they can possibly get a discount on their insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. So depending on the insurance company, they'll get a discount. And also, they, if they need it for work as well, they might actually be able to use it for their actual full-time role.
Yes.
A lot of companies these days are actually requiring towing courses before you can hook up a fleet trailer or anything like that. So mm-hmm. there's a few different reasons that it's actually a big benefit to the customer.
Yeah.
And look, it works out really well for them. At the end of the day, we're just happy if you're safe and comfortable.
That's the main thing. Enjoy your travels, be safe, be comfortable, and do yourselves a favour, folks, and do a towhead course if you haven't done it before. Fully recommend it. Carl Eggenhuizen,
yep.
General Manager from Towhead. Mate, thank you so much for your time.
No, thank you very much.
Mate, I'm going to wind this right up now. I've got to play an Aussie song for you. I only play Aussie music. Favourite band? Favourite singer?
Look, at the moment, I'm feeling a bit of Jet.
Okay.
And probably, let's go Rip It Up.
Rip It Up by Jet. Fabulous choice. Thank you so much, Carl.
Thank you.
Stick around, listeners, for more Roman Oz. We'll be back straight after Jet's Rip It Up.
Hi, g'day, listeners. Phil C here. This is Roman Oz, and I'm at the Monday Bash, and I'm chatting to two beautiful young bashers. We've got Kaylee, she's 9, and Jet, who's 10. Kaylee, how are you going today?
Good.
Are you having a good time out here?
Yeah.
Okay, and have you been to the Monday Bash before?
No.
First time?
Yep.
All right, what about you, Jet? How, you're 10, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, Jet, have you been to the Monday Bash before?
No.
What about the Birdsville Bash?
No.
Not to that one either. Kaylee, you been to Birdsville?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. You've been to Birdsville Bash. Which bash did you go to? Do you remember what year?
2019.
What was it like for you out there? Did you have a good time?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Pretty awesome?
Yeah.
So what did you do out there? Did you slide down the big sand dune? What did you do to keep busy?
Yeah, well, we slided down the sand dunes. We went on camel rides. And, yeah, I was playing with some friends too.
Okay. So, who did you go out there to see? What was your favourite act? Do you remember who was out there back then?
Midnight Oil.
Midnight Oil. And Midnight Oil were here a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
So I guess you came back to see the Midnight Oil, did you?
Yep.
Did you like them?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter Garrett can still strut his stuff, can't he?
Yep.
Now what about you, Jet? Who's your favourite, darling?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Come on, we had John Stevens last night. Handsome man. Big muscles, great singer. Jimmy Bunce today, Bachelor Girl. Who's your favourite? Any clues?
Sarah McLeod.
All righty. And what about Daryl Braithwaite? Do you like Braithwaite?
Yeah.
Remember that? The horses. You don't know? All right, that's okay. So do you think you're going to come back to one of these bashes again, either Birdsville or Monday?
Yeah. I want to.
You want to? Oh, you're keen. I can see this. What sort of accommodation? What have you got? You got a caravan with Mum and Dad? You got a tent? What are they making you sleep in?
Me and Dad are sleeping in a tent.
Ah, you and Dad. So is it fun in the tent?
Yeah.
Not too cold? Yeah. And what about you, Jet? Are you in a tent or you got a caravan?
I'm in a camper van.
A camper van?
Yeah.
With Mum and Dad?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what's it like? So do you ever get to share? I mean, do you sometimes go in there with Jet? Because she's got the better accommodation. What do you reckon? You got a tent.
Yeah.
She's got a camper trailer. Yeah. Sneak in there in the nighttime. Top and tail, up one up the end, one up the other end.
Yeah.
So what else have you been doing out here? Like, there's lots of things to see and do. Have you been doing any face painting or any dunny door painting?
Yeah,
or?
We did dunny door painting yesterday.
Okay. And what about the Monday's Got Talent? Because you're a very pretty girl and you sound good on radio. Did you do any singing?
No.
No? Well, next time I reckon you should get up there and do a bit of singing. What do you reckon? Monday's Got Talent.
Maybe.
Maybe. And you can be a backup singer, Jet. What do you reckon of that?
No,
oh,
maybe
come
not.
On. The Crack-Up Sisters. Junior, what do you reckon? Do you like the Crack-Up Sisters?
Yeah.
They're pretty funny, aren't they? Yeah? All right. So you can't wait for the next one. I can see that. You're just smiling. You're just busting. Next time you see it on Facebook, you're going to say, Dad, can we go to Birdsville or can we go to Monday again?
Yeah.
But only if the oils are on. Who's your favourite singer that's in Australia other than the oils? And I'm going to play you a song after we finish up.
Probably Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. He's not exactly Australian, sweetheart. Have you got another one?
Don't know.
It's got to be Australian. All right. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. How about we put a Midnight Oil track up for you? Because I know you like Midnight Oil. Do you know your favourite Midnight Oil track?
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
My favourite songs at the time of writing and my favourite albums are Resist and 10 to 1.
Whoa, you got it right down. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll throw up one of the tracks from the brand new Resist album. How's that going to be? And what about you, Jet? Do you have a favourite Australian singer? Please don't say Justin Bieber, okay? Because he's not Australian either. You can say, you know, Guy Sebastian or, you know, Bachelor Girl or...
Casey Chambers.
Casey Chambers. Very good. Got a favourite Casey song? Leave it up to me, sweetie.
Okay.
And I will find you a favourite Casey song, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, stick around for more of Roman Oz, listeners. We're going to throw up a Midnight Oil track and a Casey Chambers song for these two beautiful girls. Have a lovely time at the bash for the rest of the day, okay?
Yep.
Thank you so much for your time today, girls. Enjoy the bash.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Thank you.
There's an ice melt below us, bamboo curtains above. Our ocean moat protects us, our friends are sure. At the time of writing, we were good as dead. At the time of writing, at the time of writing, we were fast asleep. At the time of writing, we were into deep. At the time of writing, at the time of writing, we were on the brink. At the time of writing, still had time to think.
Town and hide, and you be the captain, and I'll be no one, and you can carry me away if you want to, and you can lay low just like your father, and if I tread upon your feet, you just say so. You're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one to you. To you. Well, I have handed all my efforts in. Searched here for my second wind. Is there somewhere here to let me in? I asked. So I slammed the doors, they slammed at me. I found the place I'm meant to be. I figured out my destiny at last. You be the captain, and I'll be no one. And you can carry me away if you want to, and you can lay low just like your father, and if I tread
if you want to, and you can lay low, just like your father. And if I tread upon your feet, you just say so. Cause you're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one to you. You're the captain, I am no one. I tend to feel as though I owe one to you. Cause you're the captain, and I am no one, and I owe one to you.
Hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or RomanOz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.